Hello, this is Spencer, and I am here to do a season review for the Philadelphia Flyers. For me, I'm a huge Flyers fan, and personally, I think this year was a step in the right direction. I think last year was definitely a disappointing season for the Flyers. I know that their TV rating from last year went down. I know that they were one of the bigger changes. They were in the top five of changes, at least negatively, for their network, NBC, Philly. So, to start off, I guess we'll start on the note of their record, 42-26-14. One thing I did not like about this season was those 14 OT losses. They're not L's. We're picking up points and, you know, getting into the playoffs, but, barely squeaking in. Florida was 2 points behind, you know, they almost caught us there at the end. I think that closing out earlier in the season was hard, and that was frustrating. The 10 loss, span where they just couldn't it almost felt like they were finding new ways to lose, and as a Flyers fan, very frustrating to see. But honestly, I think that it was not an awful season. It was not, you know, ideal. Of course, you know, you have high expectations, but we have a young team. Really young team, and I think that we're gonna be a force in the East for years to come. So I guess we'll start diving into the players and their own kind of seasons that they had. So I guess we will start at the top. G, of course, putting in the best season I've seen from him in his whole career, really. And it was great to see him producing it at a high level, a level that he hasn't really produced at since 2011-2012, when he got the 93 points. He got 86 2013-2014, but we all know that 93 point season was his best effort as a Flyer, at least points wise, and he was a plus six. This year he was, it's pretty outstanding how at 30 he could put up his best career numbers, really, and after such an inconsistent season right before this. Last season he didn't even top 60 points. Didn't even get 15 goals, didn't hit 45 assists, but this year, he breaks his career high in goals, scores 34, his career high before that was 28, and he gets 68 assists, also a career high by 3, so, and not to mention, he was a plus 28, he was on there positively for the Flyers. He was putting up points consistently. It was good to see, and he didn't get a career high in power play points, but he put up 36. That's close, and as long as we can get a good 25-30 power play points from G, I think that's great. And he had 36 the year before, 31, so it doesn't look like he or the Flyers' power play is ready to slow down yet. His shooting percentage was 17. Last year it was 7. That's a huge jump. The year before it was 9, 9, 12, 9. He's shooting his highest career shooting percentage. Even playing wing, when he would come in for the faceoffs, he was sitting at 58%, which is also a career high. So really, he had career highs in most categories. His shot was as accurate as it's ever been, and he was taking less shots. I mean, he put up 193 this year. You know, there was four times that he's gone above 220, and he hasn't put in 34 goals like he did this year. So I think he should be a nominee for the Hart Trophy. I think you're crazy and you're a hater if you don't think he is. I do think that I'm going to do a prediction video for the NHL Awards. So I'm not going to go too deep into that, but I think there's a couple other guys that are definitely worthy of the Hart Trophy, but I think you got to be blind to not see that Giroux is a candidate. Career high in goals, league leader, tied for the league leader in assists. He was, you know, a huge plus, second most points in the league. So for me, it's just crazy not to think that that he would be a nominee. Moving on down. So Giroux, I think he had a huge bounce back season, and I think that was huge for the Flyers' success. Moving on down to Voracek, Jakub, however you like to say it, Skorcek. This year was different for him. Him and Giroux were split up for a lot of it. They played the first 20 together, but Haxey wanted to split them up for pretty much the rest of the season, the last 60. And they got thrown together late in the playoffs. But overall, for Voracek, he also had a career year by 4 points. 85 points, 20 goals, 65 assists. Definitely a career high in assists by 24. 21. He was a plus 10. Power play points 35 up there with G. And I think he played well this season. I think as our team progresses, I think we'll know the right spot for him. He played really well on that second line this season. You know, he was only 3 assists away from Giroux, and Giroux is the league leader. So I think that was a good spot for him. And then obviously sticking him and Giroux together on the power play is good. I think that he's just a value. I really enjoy watching him play. He's a valuable player for us because I think he's our best puck control player. He can fend off not only one guy but 2-3 guys by himself, and you know, he doesn't want help. You know, he said it before that he doesn't want help. He wants to fend off those guys himself and get out a good pass for an open teammate. So I think he had a great season, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he has next. Moving on down to a huge surprise, and positively for the Flyers, Sean Couturier finally breaking out. It took a while. It was he was not quite offensively productive. Ever since he got drafted, I mean, he was never bad. You know, a lot of 30-point seasons, nothing above 40. But his defense was always sound. He was always very controlled and a great penalty killer. Didn't take penalties often. Great centerman. And just for a two-way forward, he was so valuable early in his career. He was close to being nominated for the Selke just based off his defense, and he wasn't even really producing. He had never scored more than 15 goals until this year. So he ended off the season with 76 points, 31 goals, and 45 assists, which were career highs for all three. His career high before was 15 goals. Career high in assists, were 28, and he got 45 helpers. He was a plus 34, which is great. Minimal 30 penalty minutes, 14 power play points. He's not always on the power play. And he had a career shooting percentage of 13%, 52% in the face-off dot. He was phenomenal this year, and it was necessary that him break out for us to really be able to get into the playoffs and compete with teams like Pittsburgh and Washington and New Jersey and Columbus and even the Panthers right down there, just, you know, during the playoff race, being able to push. Having Couturier has been huge on that first line center. He's the perfect guy to want to pair with their best, you know, centerman on the other side of the ice. He's done it for a long time in his career that he goes after that highly touted player on the other team, the centerman, whether it's Malkin in Pittsburgh or whether it's Backstrom against in Washington or any good centerman, you know, he can really play well against. And now he's got that offensive side to him that makes him so much more valuable and really just a really reliable piece for the Flyers to have. I think he broke out more than anyone else on the Flyers this year. He had a great season. Career highs in a lot of things. Moving on down, finally getting to a D-man. Goss Despair. He had a good year. Last year, people kind of thought of as his sophomore slump, which, yeah, I mean, it was down from his rookie year. His rookie year, he potted 17, got 29 assists, 46 points. He was in the conversation for Calder. The sophomore slump, I guess, 7 points less than he had the season, 10 less goals, a couple more assists. But this season, he potted 13 goals and got a career-high 52 assists to round off with 65 points. And I believe he finished third among D-men in scoring, which is huge for us. Defense has been an issue for the Flyers, and I knew, like, a couple years ago that we had guys coming up through the pipelines. On the Phantoms, we got Sanheim and Morin, even Goss Despair, and then when we drafted Provorov, I knew he was in that conversation too. And Hag and all those guys. So I knew that we had things to look forward to. But Shane Goss Despair has been one of my favorites to just watch, and he brings a lot to the table for the Flyers. Being a great puck moving defenseman, he can start the rush well. He can set the rush up well. He can set G, Voracek, Wayne, all those guys up in the offensive zone well. And I think he is very valuable to the team and will be a centerpiece for years to come. And he had a bounce-back season, so that was needed. Moving on down to another youngin' on the team, we got Travis Konecny, who had a good season. I love watching Konecny play. He did not hit a sophomore slump whatsoever. He was in and out of this first and second line for the Flyers this season, and he was phenomenal. I think he was great. His rookie season, he got 11 goals, 17 assists for 28 points in 70 games. So yeah, he didn't play in 12 of them. He was a minus 2, and he had a shooting percentage of 8. And moving to this season, played 81 of the games, almost full season, 24 goals, 23 assists, 47 points. Definitely a step in the right direction for Konechny. And his shot, 13%, definitely moving up. He is an explosive Brad Marchand type of player for me. He's got that grittiness to him where he'll drop the gloves and pretty much go with almost anyone. Broad Street Bully type stuff. But he also can score and he can fend off guys. He's like that almost other Voracek type guy where he can fend off guys with the puck. But, you know, Voracek is way bigger than Konechny. Konechny's small and very fast. 5'10", 175 pounds. He ain't a lot, but he's fending off guys that are a decent chunk bigger than him. And he's fighting them. And I think that's perfect Flyers hockey. I think that, you know, it's not like he took a bunch more penalties or anything. He doesn't even have 100 career penalty minutes. He's got 75 career points, 35 goals, 40 assists. I think he will be a good piece for the Flyers in the future, and I think he's gonna have to be there for them to really push for a cup, because he's that type of gritty guy, first second line guy that you can put with the star players, and not only can he score, but he's gonna be physical, and he's pretty good on defense as well. So moving down. To another forward, Wayne Simmonds. Things were rough for him, to be completely honest. You know, he had a down year. He missed, 8 games, and, you know, it was released that he had been injured. He had been injured, and with his pelvis, I forget exactly what it was, but it was a pelvis injury, and he was definitely not himself this season. The Wayne Train, obviously, he put in some decent work in front of the net as a good, probably the best power forward in the league. But you could just tell that definitely something was off about him. Something was bothering him. So he had a down year. 24 goals, 22 assists, 46 points. So minus 16 of power play points, 17. Shooting percentage, 13, which is not far off the career high. But I just think that... I think him being injured this season and trying to fight through it really impacted how much of an impact he could have for the Flyers. And I just think that next year he's going to have a bounce back season. I think if he comes back healthy and ready to go, I think he will have a bounce back season. Moving on down to another injured player. A youngin, Ivan Provorov, Provy, and I really enjoy watching Provorov play. No, both Flyers sophomores, no sophomore slump. You know, he went from 6 goals, 24 assists, 30 points, to 17 goals, 24 assists, 41 points. He went from a negative 7 to a positive 17. You know, he got a little bit of power play time. He was a great lockdown D-man in his second season. It was great to see him go up against the top talents, and really show how good he actually is. Yeah, he made some mistakes in this season, but I think he really really showcased that he can be a lockdown defender. And he had a grade 3 rotator cuff tear or whatever it was. You know, that's not easy to play with. And he's having to go against Crosby in the playoffs every night. And Malkin and these guys. And, you know, he was really fighting for it. I think he has a bright future. He's just reliable on the defensive side of the puck and the offensive side of the puck. He can score. He's got a shot. I'm excited to see what he's got this year. Now I'm just going to kind of start chopping around through the lineup, kind of just mentioning some names, what I think of them, and whether I think maybe the Flyers should move on from them, or maybe they're valuable. Everyone I mentioned just now in the last 20 minutes is definitely going to be necessary to be there for a championship run. All important. I don't want to see any of those guys get traded. And I'm looking forward to watch all of them work together. Filppula was pretty good this season. 33 points. He was, he's just a great, reliable veteran, in the middle. He plays smart. I didn't have an issue with him. His cap hit, different story. If we can try and maybe work around that, maybe renegotiate, who knows. But I was totally cool with what he put up this season, and I think he helped the team. Moving over to Nolan Patrick, the Rook. So this was you know, as a Flyers fan, you expected, you know, oh, we got the second pick in the draft, you know. Hopefully this guy's just going to walk right in and be a talent, you know. It takes some time, obviously. 13 goals, 17 assists, 73 games, 30 points, 30 penalty minutes. He was a plus one, 8 power play points, shooting percentage of 10, face-off percentage of 50. I know he was struggling in the face-off dot at the beginning of the season, adjusting to the NHL. The pros and the face-off dot in the league versus in the minors, and I just think he's gonna, obviously it's his first season, it takes some time, but I think he's gonna be a really valuable piece for us for a long time. I think he showed flashes of why he was drafted, why he was highly touted, you know, why for a long time he was supposed to go number one. We saw some of that this year in his passing and in his goal scoring. I think that he should be paired up with Konechny on the second line. I think that I know that they're very good friends on and off the ice, so I think that putting them together on the same line will only benefit us in the long run, because the longer that they can play together, the longer, the better their chemistry is going to develop. So I think that those two should definitely be paired together for next season. Moving around, Raffle, you know, I don't mind Raffle. He's a gritty guy. I think he's not a big negative for the team or anything. He's a decent depth piece in there. Depending on what's on the market, you know, he's had better seasons, so I think for now he would be not necessary to move or anything, but I think he's a good depth piece. Wheel, I'm looking forward to see if he can break out. I think he's got potential. He's kind of past his stage of where you're like, oh, he has huge potential. He's 26 now, but I still think he might be able to start producing for us. From what I've seen, he skates with energy, he skates hard. He's pretty decent in the face-off dot. He's not bad, so I think he could be maybe contribute a little bit more next season, and he would be a good depth piece. All right, Andrew McDonald. I think veteran leadership is good for a team, especially a team with a bunch of young guys. It's good to have veterans in there that have been there, done that. You know, he's been in the league since 08, 09. No career high or anything, but, you know, his career high is only 27 in points. He's not really known for his point scoring, so it's kind of hard to judge him by that. But he played okay defense. I think he's just, you know, on the flip side of his career, and his cap hit, I'm not too hyped on that in any way. But I think if we could move him, even for a draft pick or something, because I just think, like I said earlier, we got a bunch of D-men in the pipelines. I don't think he will he'll be necessary for the team soon to come. And I think the cap hit will be too much for us. Moving down to Gudas. Well, Gudas, I liked him. First, he was a tough dude. He's a banger on the defensive side. He, good penalty killer. Rugged, hard-hitting, but honestly, he's just not good at moving the puck. He's got poor hands, and it's not like I'm saying, oh, every D-man's got to have a set of hands on him, but when, you know, he gives up pucks, turns the puck over, because he just can't make particularly great passes either. So I would not mind moving on from Gudas and getting rid of him this season, because to be honest with you, I think Hag is the new Gudas, the new hard-hitting D-man that we can have on that side of the puck. He doesn't take penalties like Gudas, and he doesn't make the mistakes, even as a rookie. Doesn't really make the mistakes that Gudas does. He has a decent set of hands. He can actually make some moves, but he's the new Gudas with less, like, not necessarily anger, because he had a lot of hits this season, but controlled anger, I guess you could call it. Controlled anger, and not willing to take penalties as much as Gudas was. So I would not be mad whatsoever if the Flyers moved on from Gudas this season. Moving on down, Sanheim, I liked what I saw from him, the few games that I saw him play. Looking forward to seeing him play. Hague, looking forward to seeing him play also. He had a good amount of hits. Like I said, I think he's a better Gudas. He's a younger Gudas. More controlled, less penalties. Dale Weiss, I really don't see really a spot for him on the team. But, you know, we need those depth players in there, of course. Oduya, I don't care for him on the team at all. Laterra, you know, he's not bad. He's a good fourth liner, honestly. Oscar Lindbaum, I enjoyed watching him play for when he did this season. I think he is going to be a piece for the future. Taylor Lear, he wasn't bad. I mean, he wasn't great, but the few games that he played, he played okay. I guess we'll move on over to the goaltending, which is the most frustrating part of being a Flyers fan. Elliott, Mrazek, Neuwirth, Lyon. That's who he had this season. Those were the tendies. Win-wise, we got 23 wins out of Elliott. We got 14 out of Mrazek, 9 out of Neuwirth, and 4 out of Lyon. For me, I was okay with the Brian Elliott move right off the bat. He had his record as the goalie this season was 23 wins, 11 losses. 7 OT losses. So, I mean, positive, but he got into the playoffs and was very bad. He's 33. He's on the tail end of his career. I didn't like seeing him play in the playoffs. I pretty much rather would have seen any other of the Flyers goalies, and they put him in for way too long. I don't know why they had him in. But, hey, what happened happened. So, Elliot, I would not mind if we moved on from him at all. Sadly, I don't think we will right away. So, moving down to Mrazek, who we traded for this season when Elliot got injured. He didn't have a great record for the Flyers. He 14-13-6, 3 goals against, 902 save percentage. He didn't play great for them, but I felt like he was faster out there. He was more athletic out there than Elliot. He was in better position. He was, even though, yeah, he had those 13 losses and the only 14 wins, I think I saw him as a better goalie for the Flyers this season than Elliot. And moving, just, you know, Neuwirth, he was injured. I think he was a better option than Elliot. You know, I don't know a bunch about the goaltenders, but just as a Flyers fan, it's been a worry for a long time, and it's always been like an issue pretty much since Hextall. So I mean, it's just gonna be a matter of what happens with Carter Hart, because he's the future for the Flyers in net. None of these guys are really what the Flyers are looking to win a cup with. Carter Hart, you know, won the juniors with Team Canada. He's the goalie we are looking to put in net to save those guys, the Giroux, the Voracek, to really give them a shot in the playoffs. We're going to need Carter Hart. Elliot, Neuwirth, Mrazek, these guys are not Stanley Cup caliber goaltenders. We're going to need better goaltending out of our guys to get to the cup and to be a real contender. We're going to need Carter Hart in there. So yeah, overall, I'm going to give the season a B+. I think it was, for last year being a step in the wrong direction, this was a big step forward. So I'm going to give it a B+. I think, at the end, we wanted to win so bad and get into the playoffs that we ended up just getting screwed when New Jersey and Columbus lost those last two games. That put us right in Pittsburgh's spot. And honestly, I think if we were to have... I'm not saying we would have beat the Lightning if we were in the Devil's spot, but I'm saying that I think we could have beat Washington if we were in Columbus's spot. Columbus blew it, and I don't think the Flyers would have blew it like that. I'm not saying they would have beat the Pens in the next round, and considering knowing that Wayne and Provorov were injured that whole time, I wouldn't have wanted to damage them for the future just for a shot at winning the cup. I'd rather have everyone healthy and have one good shot at it with you know, Carter Hart and net and stuff. So overall, I think it was a decent season. Of course, we were all looking to hopefully derail the Pens. You know, that just would have been great as a Flyers fan to derail the Pens three-peat, and not saying even get to the cup, but just to shut them down from getting there a third time would have been great to great to see. So, yeah, this was my 2017-2018 Flyers season in review. I think Turier could win Selke. G should be nominated for Hart. And the Flyers need Carter Hart. That's who they need. So, I believe I will be doing a NFL mock draft prediction video with Ryan, who will be a co-host, and my co-host at least. We will go back and forth on probably more NBA and NFL than NHL. I'm more of the diehard hockey fan, so I'll probably be putting more hockey content out there, but in the sense of football and basketball, I will definitely be doing quite a bit of podcasts with him. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to not only next season for the Flyers, but the NFL draft, the NBA playoffs, even the NHL playoffs this year. Just good hockey, good sports on. So, yeah, go Flyers, and looking forward to next season.